This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. Likewise, if you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Make some money at the same time. Be your own boss. Work out of the home. Be financially independent and work on your health as well, because when you're selling longevity products and you're involved with the longevity business, you get to learn a lot about nutrition, a lot about health, and a lot about supplementation. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls next segment. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Joffrey McClung is an author and a personal growth teacher, and as she calls herself, a common sense activist. And we're going to talk about anger and blame as a cry for help. Her books are The Heart of the Matter, and she has another book called How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. We'll talk to Joffrey McClung at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about the thyroid and the adrenal glands, and it's always relevant to talk about the thyroid, especially in the world of health and nutrition and disease, because there's no chronic illness that doesn't have an element of thyroid dysfunction. I was reading something really interesting today. It kind of got my attention, and then it made me mad. This is from Endocrine Web, which is a website that deals with various endocrine disorders. Hashimoto's thyroid or Graves' disease, or pretty much all thyroid problems, are endocrine disorders. The endocrine system involves the various glands. Anyway, so on this website, endocrineweb.com, there's an article about thyroid disorders and the coronavirus. Now, If you understand, if you know even a little bit about how the body works, if you know even a little bit about how the thyroid works, you know that once the thyroid is suppressed, everything's going to be messed up, and that includes the immune system. And that's why I was so blown away to read this quote from Dr. Jenna Mammon, MD, PhD, MD, medical doctor, PhD. She's a doctor of philosophy. She's a doctor, and an endocrinologist, Johns Hopkins University, one of the most highly renowned of all the medical schools, Johns Hopkins University. She says, quote, about the thyroid, about Hashimoto's thyroid specifically, quote, "It is an autoimmune disorder, but it is not an immune compromised state that would lead us to anticipate problems with COVID-19, an additional problem with COVID-19, unquote. Are you kidding me? How could anybody who even understands a smidgen about the body and how the body works, let alone an MD and a PhD and an endocrinologist, say something this ridiculous? That having a thyroid problem is not going to affect the way you respond to a viral infection. Are you kidding me? This is the kind of craziness that we hear from the medical model. This is the kind of craziness that we hear from people who we trust, our authorities, our health authorities, and it's why I say you cannot trust your health authorities to take care of your body. Your body, our bodies are our business, and we have to become our own health authorities, because the medical strat, the medical model, the medical paradigm, and I'm not blaming any individuals here, the medical paradigm is that your body doesn't matter when it comes to how it responds to a microbial or an outside attack, an attack from the outside. That's why for so many years doctors said, oh, it doesn't matter what you eat, it has nothing to do with your health. Or dermatologists would say, oh, your acne has nothing to do with what you're eating. That's a myth. The idea that you can separate out the disease from the condition of the body, from the baseline condition of the body, is not only foolish, but it leads us into a situation where we don't pay attention to our lives. We just pay attention to the doctors and to the medical authorities. How many people who have been diagnosed with COVID, how many people who have been symptomatic with COVID, how many people who have been hospitalized with COVID were hypothyroid? Has anybody checked for that? How do we know that hypothyroidism isn't a major risk factor for being symptomatic from a viral infection? And keep in mind, you may think, or you may have your testing done, and it may come back that you're in WNR, within normal ranges. That doesn't mean anything. If you are symptomatic in any way, shape, or form, you have to regard it as being, at the very least, subclinically hypothyroid. You may be full-blown hypothyroid, but at the very least. You have to regard the thyroid. It's the it's the third point on the triangle of disease. It's the jumping off point to all biochemical breakdown, which tells you, I'm not saying that viral infections, that microbial infections are caused by thyroid problems, but I'm saying that if you have a thyroid problem, you're going to be more susceptible to infections of any kind. That means working on your thyroid should be a major strategy for protecting yourself from being symptomatic. It's way more important to deal with thyroid health than to wear a mask. It's way more important to control your thyroid and your blood sugar, for that matter, and the adrenal glands, which we talked about yesterday as being behind thyroid problems, than to try to hide in the house. Why are we not focusing on locus of control, where we have control? Why are we running away? Why are we running away from life instead of taking care of our own health business? I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I just couldn't believe when I read this quote this morning. We would not expect to have additional problems with COVID-19 if you're hypothyroid. This is from an endocrinologist and a medical doctor at Johns Hopkins. Crazy, 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 people. If you're dealing with a thyroid problem and you're trying to deal with it by taking iodine, I love iodine. It's really, really important, but it's not the magical cure for a thyroid problem unless you're full-blown goiter. A goiter is when you have a big old lump in your throat, a huge, huge swollen throat. That's a goiter, and that's a classic sign of iodine deficiency, and you have to be like zero. You have to have really significant iodine deficiency for that to occur. For most people who are dealing with hypothyroidism, it's not an iodine deficiency problem, although iodine is a stupendously valuable, important, and for many people deficient nutrient that we would all do well to supplement with
with a little Iodorol. Talk about that when we come back from our break and take your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here in just a minute. We've got Joffrey McClung coming up, author, teacher, and independent filmmaker. She's going to talk to us about her books, The Heart of the Matter and How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. She's a personal growth author and self-love teacher and a common sense activist, as she identifies herself. We'll talk to Joffrey. At the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here in just a minute or two, 844-236-6010 is our number. All right, so iodine and the thyroid, a lot of people are under the impression, and, you know, it's not their fault because we get told this all the time, oh, you know, you have hypothyroidism, take iodine. Well, it's not that simple, folks. Unfortunately, one of the big problems with iodine, by the way, first of all, iodine is only found, or is largely found in the ocean. It's found in seafood largely, shellfish, tuna, scallops, sardines, salmon. These are the best sources of iodine. Sushi, shrimp. These are all good sources of iodine. Sea vegetables, seaweed. I love seaweed as a health tool. In the future, seaweed is going to be a major source of nutrition for people. Seaweed is a good source of iodine. Strawberries and dairy products are good sources of iodine as well. When we think of iodine, you think of, most people think of the thyroid, and for good reason, but it's involved in the production of thyroid hormone. You can't make thyroid hormone without iodine, but iodine is important for the breasts, the ovaries, the thymus, the brain, the digestive system, the pancreas in particular, and of course the adrenal glands. And iodine deficiency will cause problems in all of these areas, not just the thyroid. Iodine deficiency, even though full-blown deficiency is not common. You don't see goiters very much. 100 years ago, you used to see goiters all the time. Then they started putting iodine in salt, and people got the bare bones minimum of iodine. But here's the problem with iodine, at least in terms of getting enough iodine. I mean, most people aren't going to have to deal with complete full-blown deficiencies, but to get maximum amounts of iodine for optimum functioning, number one, you need to eat iodine, but number two, you should be supplementing with iodine and not counting on the iodine you get from salt. And oh, by the way, if you're drinking tap water, there's a really good chance that you're going to have a problem with iodine because fluoride blocks iodine. Fluoride antagonizes iodine. So does bromine, by the way. Brominated flour and brominated vegetable oil. It's found in soda pop. So between bromine and fluoride, even though we are getting a smattering of iodine and iodine salt, it's very likely that many people are iodine deficient. The big thing about iodine deficiency is it will affect the female reproductive system. In addition to affecting the thyroid and affecting the adrenals, et cetera, it's going to affect the way women handle estrogen, and that's one of the reasons why one of the major signs of iodine deficiency is fibrocystic breasts. In fact, fibroids anywhere can involve iodine deficiency. So if you're dealing with estrogen problems, reproductive problems, female reproductive problems, and certainly if you're dealing with adrenal issues, in fact, if you're dealing with any glandular issues, in fact, if you're dealing with anything, in fact, even if you're not dealing with anything, get yourself on some iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L, iodoral, or iodoral, some people say. Take 12.5 to 25 milligrams of iodine, which is a lot more than the recommended daily allowance. A lot more. If you want to read up on iodine, read Dr. David Brownstein's blog on iodine. He talks a lot about it. And Dr. Guy Abraham as well talks a lot about iodine. I'm going with these iodine experts more than I'm going with the RDA, and both of them suggest taking 12.5 to 25 milligrams of an iodine-iodide blend like you'll find in iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L. It's the iodine I recommend. Of course, you also want to make sure you're eating iodine in seafood and shellfish and strawberries and dairy products if you're doing dairy as well. All right, and by the way, pregnant moms or moms who are nurse feeding will have smarter babies and healthier babies if they supplement with iodine and it comes out of the breast milk, or if while you're pregnant, you're supplementing with iodoral. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Shauna. What is up, Shauna? Sorry, always cut you off here, so you got a solid 4 minutes here. What's going
You're
on?
Awesome.
How can we help you?
Thank you. I was going to ask you how you spell the iodoral, whatever. So that was great. And your guest speakers have been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Wanting to know on this, the resistant bands that you inflate on your biceps and on your thigh muscles, and then you exercise.
They're great.
My question is not robbing Mother Nature, and then we're not supplying
no,
a certain amount.
No, you're giving yourself an extra resistance. It's great. And I love bands, by the way. What you're talking about is a little bit different, but you know those bands you can buy on Amazon? Or they are awesome.
That's
for getting a workout. They're just so good. You don't need a gym. You can do it right out of your house. And you can do every single you can work every single body part. You can do every exercise you can imagine that you can do with weights. You can do with bands. They're just really, really handy way to to work out, especially for older folks, especially and for folks who don't want to deal with going to the gym. You can just do it while you're watching TV. You can get just as good a workout as you can with weight by lifting weights with bands while you're at home watching TV, you know, just sitting in your house. Even while you're sitting down, you can do leg exercises with bands. I mean, they're inexpensive, too. They're just really, really invaluable. I personally have been using them for a while now.
Awesome. Probably a YouTube to show you some good exercises.
Yeah, there's tons of YouTubes on the bands.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just thought we were born with so much HGH and that if you're doing that, you're going to be robbing it from when you really, really need it. Okay.
No. That's one of the best ways to make your own. I'm assuming you mean human growth hormone when you say HGH.
Yeah.
One of the best ways to make your own growth hormone is resistance training. In fact, all of the strategies that we talk about here in the Bright Side, calorie restriction, keeping your sugar down, intermittent fasting, nutritional supplementation, slow deep breathing, pretty much everything we talk about on the Bright Side as far as being good for your health involves helping your body make HGH. It's one of the mechanisms.
Okay.
The more calories we eat, the more domesticated we become, the more sedentary we are, the less human growth hormone we make, and the shorter our youth. And the shorter our longevity as well. All right?
Woohoo! Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Be good. Have a great day, Shauna. Thanks for calling. Barry, you get the last word. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
All right. I'm hoping you, if I have any problems, you bear with me with this phone. I wanted to ask you two quick questions. Support is a breathing technique that you
You want a good breathing technique? You're looking for a good... Here's the deal with breathing techniques. There's lots of them. They all have their benefits. I like the simple one where you do circular breathing, and that is by circular breathing, I mean you don't stop between the inhale and the exhale. You inhale for 4 to 5... Barry, I don't know what's up with the phone program. There's this awful, awful connection. I got to let you go, but hopefully you can listen, and I'll talk about deep breathing. I really apologize, Barry, but... That's just an awful phone you got there, man. Get a new phone. So anyway, there's a lot of different breathing techniques out there. And it's not like one is the best breathing technique, but the one I use is called circular breathing. It involves not taking any, not pausing between your inhale and exhale. I know there's different types, and some people say pause at the inhale and pause at the exhale, or after the inhale and after the exhale. But circular breathing, you just go inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. You inhale slowly. It's super important to do it slowly, and it's super important that your belly goes out when you do it. 4 to 5 seconds to start, and then as you get good at it, you can do 10 to 15 seconds on the inhale, all the way to the bottom of your belly, in fact, all the way to the bottom of your feet, if you can do it that way. And then when you exhale, you blow it all out, and you make sure you get every last drop of air out, maybe 10 to 15 seconds, maybe 7 or 8 seconds to start, 10 to 15 seconds. Work yourself into 10 to 15 seconds. Hope that helps. And thanks for your call, Barry. We got Joffrey McClung coming up in our next segment.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level jobs report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase-out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also on benfuchsarchives.com. We have a search engine up on benfuchsarchives.com. And thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. Also, you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, water, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of my pharmacist-formulated True Skin Health products, all designed in my compounding pharmacy for healing burns and cuts and scrapes and wounds and post-surgical trauma. And healing, as it turns out, is beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. Check out all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I am excited to have our next guest on. Joffrey McClung is an author, a teacher. She's a filmmaker. She's been in theater. And she is now a personal growth author with two books that are available. One is called The Heart of the Matter, and the other is How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. Please welcome to the bright side, Joffrey McClung. Hello, Joffrey.
Hey, Ben, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Am I saying that correct, Joffrey?
Oh, you said it perfectly.
Okay, good. So you, first of all, before I get into what your topic is here, how did you go from theater to self-development and personal growth?
Well, I was in theater, and then I went into television production, and I've always done spiritual growth and read every book possible on it. And then when my mother got sick and died, I basically came out of the spiritual closet because I needed to do something creative, and I was had moved to Texas to take care of her. So suddenly I opened the spiritual door and started talking about what I'd been doing for 30 years.
I love it. Give me the one book that made the biggest impact on you, spiritual book that had the biggest impact on you. Is there one?
Oh, gosh. I've read over 250 books.
There's no one really, that jumps out as being that changed your life dramatically, no?
No, that's all right. I would have to say it was either Seth Speaks, which is very metaphysical.
Yeah, I've read it.
But it opened me. Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
The idea that you create your own reality. That really kind of opened my whole
That was thing. That was one of the first books I read also, by the way, Seth Speaks. It is a bit heady. And it is a bit heady, very powerful. So, all right. So we're going to have fun talking then. We got a lot in common here, it sounds like. So self-love is a very intriguing topic, an intriguing phrase to me. What does that exactly mean? Isn't love kind of a vague term, and doesn't that make self-love really like hard to explain or hard to teach?
Well, I think a lot of people think self-love is about self-esteem or building up your sense of who you are. But really the way I describe it is that self-love is the knowing in your heart, because your personality can have walls all around your heart, but knowing in your heart that you are lovable, loving, and loved. Now, what I mean by lovable, loving, and loved, Ben, is lovable means you know you are worthy of love in the universe's eyes. Nobody on the planet may love you. You may be alone on top of the mountain, but in the universe's eyes, you are worthy of love. And then loving means that expressing that loving heart, you do it good enough. A lot of us walk around thinking we're not doing it good enough. But when you express that loving heart, now we have walls around it, but when you express that loving heart, it's good enough. And then the third component is you're loved. Means that you exist, therefore you matter, and you are valued by the universe. Not for what you do, not for what you will do, but because you are you. When you have those three components, then you are building in self-love.
I love that. Now, what is the relationship between self-love and Christ or Christianity, or what you hear when you read about love in the New Testament?
Well, I think the New Testament, I was raised in that, so I do understand the idea of unconditional love, which I think Jesus was talking about in the New Testament. Unconditional love, forgiveness, grace, all of those are part of self-love. You have to practice grace with yourself. You have to figure out what is unconditional love feel like to you. So I think the New Testament has a lot of good things. I think it's been misinterpreted, but I do think it has a lot of good things in there.
Is there a way to relate to be a more traditional religious person and still have self-love and still or still focus on self-love as an important aspect of your spirituality and be a traditional Christian person or traditional Jewish person or Muslim person?
So, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who have different religions. I lived in New York for over 30 years, so I knew a lot of people of different religions. And I stay away from what their beliefs are in their religion and talk about the self-love, the unconditional love that I think all religions talk about, and how to practice that on yourself. So I think you can do self-love. Now, if your religion's saying you're evil and you're going to hell and burn, then we have to talk a little bit about that. Maybe you're okay. But other than that, I do believe you can have a religious viewpoint and have self-love.
It seems like that religion kind of takes you away from self-love or redirects your attention away from loving self and towards loving something else.
Well, I think it's been misinterpreted, like I said about the New Testament. I think it's been grossly misinterpreted. I think the crux of the New Testament was unconditional love, and you are forgiven, are loved because of who you are. I do think religions tend to make it follow us, do what we say, do it our way, or else you will go wherever we say you're going to go. That is an issue. But that's something you can work on your own because, like I say, you're going to start asking yourself questions. Why do I believe what I believe? That may help you kind of reconstruct your religion.
Okay, now, when you and I were going to talk originally, we were going to talk pre-Father's Day, because you have some interesting things to say about a gender difference when it comes to self-love. Talk a little bit about men and self-love, why men need more self-love, and what men can do about why it's an issue for men and what men can do about it.
Well, I think there is a difference. I do think we all need it, both men and women, and I think in general we all need the same things. But I think the difference between men and women is women are tend to be much more open to hearing conversations about the heart, how the heart works, what is self-love, all that sort of information, while men tend to go from the head, go from the brain. Now, when I talk about self-love, I connect the brain and the heart together. They need to be in sync. But men tend to see self-esteem as their self-love. Well, self-esteem can go up or down depending on what you're receiving from the outside world. Self-love does not matter what you're receiving from the outside world. It rests within your heart, and you can move through the world knowing no matter what somebody's saying to you, you have self-love.
Yeah, self-esteem and self-love are different things, but they get collapsed sometimes. They get confused sometimes.
I think definitely.
And one comes from the outside, one comes from the inside.
That's the whole point. Self-love is about coming from the inside.
So what are a couple things men can do, specifically as a guy? I'm curious, what can men do to add more self-love to their daily lives?
Well, one of the things I talk about is self-gratitude. I say that both for men and women, but I think men can definitely use it. Now, when I say self-gratitude, it's not like, say, I did that job great. It's about taking your day, looking at it, and then being grateful for who you are. Perhaps you gave some money to somebody on the street. That's being self-practicing self-gratitude for your generosity. You want to practice generosity. Perhaps you made somebody laugh at work. You want to be self-gratitude for your sense of humor. You find things within yourself versus what you're doing in your job or how much money you're making. You look for things you're doing that bring you self-gratitude for how you are and who you are. That's one of the big things I think I talk about a lot.
All right, so you got two books now. Or is it just two, or do you have more? I got The Heart of the Matter and Finding Your Way Back to Self-Love.
And I'm finishing up my third book, which is my personal story of how I found self-love.
Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break and talk about the books. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Joffrey McClung, author, teacher, and self-love teacher, self-love expert. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Joffrey McClung. Hey, Joffrey, before you get into your books, is there a difference between self-love and self-respect, or is it just semantics?
Well, I think self-respect is a part of self-love, but self-love covers a lot more things. Like I said, self-gratitude, self-appreciation, self-respect, self-trust. There's a lot of angles of self-love, but self-respect is definitely part of self-love.
Okay, so let's talk here about your books. I want to talk about the heart of the matter, but before you get to that, your memoir, your spiritual memoir, as you call it, is How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. What does that mean? Saying goodbye is I'm really fascinated with the concept of endings, ending relationships, ending jobs, ending experiences. Tell us about saying goodbye and why that's so important to understand.
Well, that came out of a period that I had said goodbye to New York. I'd said goodbye to my job. I was suddenly in Texas. My mother was dying or dead at that point. My best friend was in the process of dying. Saying goodbye was in every area of my life. And the book is written following my best friend and our journey together of doing our inner work as she was battling stage 4 breast cancer. So it was really a, kind of the cliff notes of how to stay awake when you're in the midst of loss.
Love that. Staying awake when you're in the midst of loss, like not running away from it. And this time, it seems like that's what we're experiencing now collectively is a kind of sense of loss, do you think?
Oh, I think definitely. I think we're experiencing a sense of loss, but I do think good things are going to come out of it, frankly.
Yeah, like what?
I think empathy. I think compassion. I think kindness. All of these energies that we've put on the back burner for so many decades, frankly, are going to start to be bounced up and be much more important to our lives. Again, it's a struggle, and there's always conflict. But I think out of the conflict, we will be much more awake, much more aware of our empathy and our compassion, which makes a better world, frankly.
Do you think it's a kind of birth?
Oh, I think it's definitely a leap. I call it a leap. I think we take leaps in our life that push you into a new level of understanding, and I think this is definitely a period of leaping.
Very nice. So the heart of the matter, workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love. Talk to us about that.
That is literally a workbook and guide. It's literally everything I did to find my way back to self-love. It has the discussions that I talk about in each chapter. It has questions. It's so important to ask yourself questions. Why do I believe what I believe, and why do I feel what I feel? And you have to be honest with yourself, which alone takes some time.
So,
go ahead.
I was going to say, like inquiry on why you are a certain way. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, why you are, but why do you believe? Like, I mean, I was raised in a certain religion, certain beliefs, and I started asking, why do I believe that? And I began to expand it. I began to open it up to make it more fuller versus keeping it, you know, straightforward in the box that was given to me. We're all raised from our parents and our teachers and our friends from when we're little to believe certain things about the world, and then we fit into the world. Well, some of those things were just passed on to them from their parents. Mm. That doesn't make them necessarily true for you.
So, in other words, you have to, like, examine what you're doing and examine your beliefs. And so many of them, as you say, are preconceived. But through inquiry and examination, you can deconstruct them, change them. You get some control over them, correct?
Exactly. You get to choose what you believe, guys. Mm. If you can change some of your beliefs, you can change your life. But you got to change your beliefs. Your beliefs are creating your life.
Do you have a meditation practice?
Oh, yes. And there's meditations within the book. In each chapter, there's huge meditations in each book. And these are meditations that I did. They're not all that I did. I meditated every night. But they are some of the ones that worked for me. And I again say in the book, use it to start off and then allow your imagination to take you where you need to go. Really, my imagination took me where I needed to go.
So there's so many ways you can define meditation. A lot of times people will ask me what it is, and I'm always kind of, it always comes out differently when I try to explain it. So in your words, and as you see it, what is meditation?
Meditation is simply focused in your attention. That's what I call meditation. You can lay down, you can sit up. I used to do it in a hot tub after I get home from work or the gym. I'd lay in the hot tub, I'd put music on. Music works really well for meditation. And I put music on and I would go into meditation. It's literally focusing your attention.
So it doesn't matter what you focus your attention on?
Well, I think it does matter. If you're going in to do something important, you'll notice your mind will tend to want to take you away from it. My mind used to decorate my house. And I say, okay, I just spent 10 minutes decorating my house again. What am I trying to avoid? So you pay attention to where your mind's taking you because your mind will take you away from the meditation. That's a good clue to understand how your ego works.
Yeah, there's something about the mind that just doesn't want you to sit still. Blaise Pascal was a physicist, was a mathematician and a philosopher in the 17th or 16th century, and he said all of man's problems could be reduced to not wanting to sit in a room alone by himself. And it seems, and that was the 1600s, and it's true today as well. What is it about the mind that won't let us sit still?
Well, I think we think we're our mind is in charge of us, and we don't realize we are actually in charge of our mind. People say, I have all these negative thoughts. You can actually change your negative thoughts, but you have to be willing to do the work. A lot of people don't want to do the work, frankly. And you just said something about nobody wants to be alone in the room. That's the other difference between men and women. Women do like to be alone at times. Men tend to not like to be alone. That is a huge difference. And I think doing spiritual work, doing metaphysical work, doing your meditations will help men to understand it's okay to be alone and it's okay to hear your own thoughts.
It depends on what those thoughts are. There's some people that have some pretty horrible thoughts. And actually, you know what? I have to say, sometimes I find my mind taking myself off into horrible thoughts. How do you get around that? And along the same vein, you said something about we have control over our minds. Most of us think we are our minds. Who is this we that's separate from our minds that can control the mind?
Well, there's two of us. There's the ego who's sitting there in the body, and I call it the ego. You can call it whatever word you want, frankly. But it's the ego, and you think you are your mind. And you forget your heart is part of your whole physical, really, your whole makeup of your body is part of your heart. But your mind, we think our mind is in charge of us, but we've never been trained how to work with our mind. Like we've never been trained how to work with our emotions. Because our parents weren't trained, so they passed it on to us, and we pass it on to our kids. You can train your mind. You can... I used to get negative thoughts too. This is how it began to do my spiritual work to begin with. But if you can train your mind to say, okay, why am I having this negative thought? What happened in my life that brought this negative thought up? What triggered me? If you start to ask yourself questions, what triggered me to have this negative thought? You begin to see how your mind works and you begin to change those beliefs. And I don't have those negative beliefs anymore, Ben, frankly, but it took me a while to get there.
So where does, when you talk about negative beliefs, and you talk about how the mind kind of thinks it's in charge, or the ego, if you will, thinks it's in charge, where does fear fit into the equation?
Well, fear fear is part of our makeup. We do need fear to not run off a cliff. We need to be afraid of going to the edge. We don't fall off the cliff. Fear is necessary to live in a physical world, but we take it to the extent where we fear everything. I think it happens from when you're a little kid. Things happen and you misconstrue what's happening as your own fault to create these negative beliefs that I've got to be careful not to do this or I'll get in trouble, whatever it may be. Fear tends to get overblown to the point that it grabs us by the heart and keeps us prisoner. Fear is something we have to look at. We have to go to our heart work. I really stress the emotional work in this work a lot. We tend to not work with emotions. We tend to think, I'll change my mind. You got to change your heart, too. If you go and work with your emotions, you begin to realize fear is arisen out of that you're not good enough, you're not lovable enough, and you're all alone in this world. When you deal with that area, you'll be able to conquer a lot of your own fears.
How can you, we got about a minute here, how can you apply what you just said to the fear that seems to be saturating the public mind or the public domain in the last few months, the fear of infection, if you will? How would you take what you just said, the wisdom of dealing with fear in a general sense, and apply it to the specific kind of fear that we're dealing with now as a collective?
Well, I would say as a collector, there is a pandemic. That is a word we have to use. It is a pandemic. It is part of being physical in this world that there are certain diseases around. I think it's to realize that I can do something about that. I can wear a mask. I can do, you know, stay 6 feet apart from people. There are things that you can do during the pandemic to be safe and realize that we're going to get through this. It's just going to move, take time, and we're going to get out of it, frankly.
And you're positive. You're hopeful. You see good things coming out of all this.
Oh, I think this is a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I really do. I think we're going to have more compassion, more empathy, and more kindness, and hopefully a whole lot more self-love.
Thank you so much, Joffrey. How do people get a hold of you? Do you do one-on-ones, by the way? One-on-one sessions?
Yeah, I sure do. You can go to my website. The easiest way to go to my website is it's allaboutselflove.com. ITS, allaboutselflove.com. Take you to my website.
Awesome. Joffrey, thank you so much. God bless you. Good luck with everything. Joffrey
McClung.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you. That was Joffrey McClung, author, teacher. Her book's The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love. Second book, How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. And her website is Joffrey McClung, JoffreyMcClung.com. Also, HowIFoundSelfLove.com. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.